This is the Sakar Merli of the 20th of November 2024. Essence. Sweet children, only by using the mantra that disciplines the mind, man above, can you conquer Maya. Remind everyone of this mantra. Question. Who are the greatest labourers in this unlimited drama, and in which way? Answer. The greatest labourers in cleaning this old world are the natural calamities. The world is cleansed by earthquakes and floods. God does not give directions to anyone for this. How could the father destroy his children? They have these parts in the drama. Because this is the kingdom of Ravan, they cannot be called godly calamities. Om Shanti. Only the Father says to you children, children, man above, it isn't that you children can sit here and say this to the Father. Children do not say, Shiv Baba, man above. No. Although when children sit together and they chat, they can come up with ideas. The main great mantra is the one that the Father gives you. Gurus give mantras, but when did that system begin? The Father, the one who creates the new world, first gives the mantra, man above. This is called the mantra that disciplines the mind. It is the mantra with which to conquer Maya. You don't have to chant it inside, but you do have to explain it. The Father explains the meaning of it. This mantra is written in the Gita, but no one understands its meaning. This time is now that episode of the Gita, but the name of the one who spoke it has simply been changed. On the path of devotion, they create such huge books, etc. In fact, the Father sits here and explains this to you children orally. This knowledge is in the Father's soul. It is in the souls of you children that imbibe this knowledge. These pictures have been created so that this knowledge is easy for you to explain. You children have all of this knowledge in your intellects. You understand that there definitely used to be the original eternal deity religion. There were no other lands at that time. All of those other lands were added later on. You should keep this picture somewhere in a corner to show that it was their kingdom in Bharat and that there were no other religions at that time. There are now so many religions, then none of them will exist any longer. This is Baba's plan. Those people have so many worries. You children understand that this is absolutely accurate. It has also been written that the Father comes and carries out establishment through Brahma. Establishment of what? Establishment of that new world. The capital is on the banks of Jamuna. There is only one religion there. The tree is very small. Only the Father gives you the knowledge of the tree. He also gives the knowledge of the cycle. There is only one language in the Golden Age. There is no other language at that time. You can prove that there was only one Bharat. There was only one kingdom. And one language. In paradise, There was happiness and peace. There was no name or trace of sorrow. There was health, wealth, happiness, everything. At that time, when Barrett was new, the lifespans of its people were very long, because there was purity. When there is purity, people are healthy. Look at the state of human beings now that there is impurity. Untimely death takes place suddenly. Even young people die. There is so much sorrow. Untimely death does not take place there. People reach their full age. None of them die until they have reached their full lifespans. That is, until they have become old. Whenever you explain to people, you have to enable their intellects to imbibe that they must remember the unlimited Father, because he alone is the purifier and the bestower of salvation. You should have that map so that you can explain and prove that this is a map of the world today, and that is a map of tomorrow's world. Some do listen carefully. You have to explain this accurately. This Barrett is an eternal land. When this deity religion existed, there were no other religions. That original deity religion no longer exists. Where did Lakshmi and Narayan go? No one can tell you that. No one has the power to tell you that. You children can explain the full meaning very well. There is nothing to be confused about. You now understand everything, and so you can repeat it to others. You can ask anyone. Where did those deities go? They will be amazed when they hear your question. You can tell them with faith how they take 84 births. This is in your intellects. You can instantly say that it was our kingdom in the golden age of the new world. There was only the original eternal deity religion there. There were no other religions at that time. Everything is new. Everything is Satyaprathan. There is limitless gold there. It is mined very easily, and their bricks and buildings are made from it. Everything there is made of gold. The mines would all be new. There would be no limitations there where real materials are so plentiful. Here there is no trace of real things. Here there is so much influence of imitation, and this is why it has been said that bodies are false, Maya is false, and property is also false. So many different varieties of diamonds and jewels have emerged that you can't even tell whether they are real or false. They have so much show that you can't discriminate between real and false ones. These false things will not exist there. When destruction takes place, everything will go beneath the earth. They used such huge diamond stones in their buildings. Where would all of those have come from? Who would have cut them? There are many experts in India. They will continue to become cleverer, and they will then take their skills there with them. The crowns, etc., will not be made simply of diamonds. They will be made of totally refined gold and real diamonds. Electricity, telephones and motor cars, etc., did not exist before. All of those things have emerged during Baba's lifetime. It has been about 100 years since all of those things emerged. There, they are great experts. Even now, people are still learning. They are still becoming clever. You children are also given visions of that. The helicopters there will be foolproof. You children will be Satopritan and have shrewd intellects. As you progress a little further, you will continue to have visions of everything. It is similar to when you return from abroad and approach your home country and see the trees. You have the happiness inside you that you are now to arrive home. At the end, you will also continue to receive such visions. You children understand that Baba is the most beloved. He is the Supreme Soul. Everyone remembers him. You also used to remember the Supreme Soul on the path of devotion, but you didn't know whether he was small or large. It is remembered that there is a unique star sparkling in the center of the forehead, and so he must definitely be like a point. He alone is called the Supreme Soul God. He has all the specialities. He is the ocean of knowledge. What knowledge does he give you? You can only find that out when he gives it to you. Did you know any of this previously? You only knew about devotion. Now you understand what a wonder this is. You can't see a soul with your physical eyes, and so you also forget the Father. However, this part of the drama is such that the name of the one who is made into the master of the world is used, and the name of the one who made him that is made to disappear. They have said that Sri Krishna is Trilokinath, Lord of the Three Worlds, and the Lord of Paradise. But they don't understand the meaning of that. They just give him that importance. They have made up many stories on the path of devotion. They say that God has so much power that he is brighter than 1,000 suns, and that he can burn everything. They have made up such stories. The father says, "How could I burn my children? That is not possible." Would the father destroy his children? No. This is part of the drama. The old world has to be destroyed. These natural calamities are labourers for the destruction of the old world. They are the greatest labourers. It isn't that the Father gives them directions for destruction, no. Storms take place, famine takes place. Does God say, do this? Never. This is part of the drama. The Father does not say, create bombs. All of those are said to be Ravan's directions. This drama is predestined. It is the kingdom of Ravan, and so its people have devilish intellects. So many die. At the end, everything will be burnt. This play is predestined, and it continues to repeat. It isn't that destruction takes place by Shankar's eye opening. Those things cannot be called godly calamities. They are natural. The father is now giving you children Shrimat. It is not a matter of causing sorrow for anyone. The father is the one who shows the path to happiness. According to the Dharma plan, buildings continue to become old. The father says the whole world has become old. It has to be destroyed. Look how people keep fighting amongst themselves. They have devilish intellects. When people have godly intellects, there is no question of killings, etc. The father says, I am the father of everyone. I love everyone. When Baba looks at his children here, his vision goes towards the special children, the ones who remember the father with a lot of love and who also do service. While sitting here, the father's vision goes towards the serviceable children. Sometimes it is on Dehradun, sometimes on Merat, and sometimes on Delhi. I also remember the children who remember me. I even remember those children who don't remember me, because I have to take everyone back with me. Those who come to understand this knowledge of the cycle of the world from me will then claim a high status, number-wise. These are unlimited matters. Those teachers, etc., are limited. That one is unlimited. Therefore, you children should experience so much happiness inside you. The father says, not everyone's part can be the same. This one has this part. There are a handful out of multi-millions who follow. They say, I am your child of 7 days. I am your child of 1 day. So you are kittens. The father continues to explain each aspect. You definitely crossed the river and came. Knowledge began as soon as the father came. He is praised so much. You must have studied that Gita episode so many times for birth after birth. So look at the difference between the version spoken by God Sri Krishna and the version spoken by God Shiva. The contrast is like that of day and night. It is now in your intellects that when you were in the land of truth, you saw a great deal of happiness. In fact, you experience happiness for 3/4 of the cycle. The father has created the drama for happiness, not sorrow. You began to experience sorrow afterwards. War cannot take place that quickly. You receive a lot of happiness. If it were half and half, there wouldn't be that much pleasure. No wars will take place for 3,500 years. There aren't any sicknesses, etc. Just look how there is now illness after illness. In the Golden Age, there won't be any insects that eat the grain. That is why it is called heaven. You should display a map of the world so that people can understand. Originally, there was only Bharat. There were no other religions at that time. The founders of religions came later, number-wise. You children now know the history and geography of the world. Everyone except you says neti neti, which means that they don't know the father. They say that he has no name, form, land, or time period. If he doesn't have a name or form, he cannot have a land either. However, they don't understand anything. The father now gives his accurate introduction to you children. Acha. To you, sweetest, beloved, long-lost and now-found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the mother, the father, Bapdada. The spiritual father says namaste to you spiritual children, and we spiritual children say namaste to the spiritual father. Essence for Dana 1. In order to stay constantly in limitless happiness, continually remember all the unlimited things that the unlimited Father tells you, and continue to follow the Father. 2. In order to stay constantly healthy, adopt purity. On the basis of purity, you can claim the inheritance of health, wealth, and happiness from the Father. Blessing. May you be a contented soul and remain constantly full by keeping all your attainments immerged in your awareness. Keep all the attainments that you have received from Bapdada at the confluence age emerged in your awareness. The happiness of those attainments will then prevent you from descending into any upheaval. You will remain constantly unshakable. Fullness makes you unshakable and frees you from upheaval. Those who are full of all attainments are constantly happy and content. Contentment is the greatest treasure of all. Those who have contentment have everything. They continue to sing the song, "I have attained what I wanted to attain." Slogan. Sit in the swing of love, and all hard work will automatically finish. Om Shanti.